Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah.
take me to the king. That's where you want to be at. You want to be with the king. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God, to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're so happy to have each and every one of you out. We're going to have a word of prayer, and then we'll get into the lesson. Father God, I thank you, first of all, that you're God and God all by yourself. Hallelujah. You're the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You're our Father, which art in heaven. We come to you today, Father God, with thanksgiving in our hearts. We thank you for your word, because it's in your word, Father God, that we learn who we are and what we are. It's in your word, Father God, that we learn that we've been forgiven of our sins and washed in the blood of the Lamb, according to Ephesians 1 and 7, and also Hebrews 9, 14. So I thank you, Heavenly Father, that because you have allowed us to be washed in your blood, that qualifies us as a new creation or a new creature. And I thank you for it. I thank you, Father God, that we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. According to 1 Corinthians 6, 19, we give you praise and honor for that, Heavenly Father, because we have been redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death. I thank you for it. I thank you, Father God, we're more than conquerors. I thank you, Father God, for your grace. It's your grace, Father God, that give us comfort. Matter of fact, it is your grace, Father God, that allow the Holy Spirit to work in our lives. So we thank you, Father God, for not having your word, Father God, we wouldn't even realize who we truly are in you. So I thank you, Father God, for the righteousness that is in us, and is your righteousness, according to Ephesians 4:24. So we thank you, Father God, that because you're righteous in you, we can be made citizens of heaven. So I thank you for that, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for you declaring who we are and what we are. And because we're dead in Christ, because we died and crucified and we're dead in Christ, but we're alive in Christ. That's what I'm trying to say, Heavenly Father. And I thank you for it. I thank you, Father God, that I know that the power that raised up Christ lives in us. So we no longer have to serve the flesh, but we can serve the Spirit with our spirit. So that being said, Heavenly Father, thank you for the broadcast. As you to continue to let people hear words of encouragement, inspiration, and most of all, the testimony that goes forth, Father God, to how somehow, some way, Father God, they'll be drawn toward you, not toward us, but toward you, Father God. As long as they get the message, Father God, it's all about you, about your healing power. And I thank you, Father God, as you to continue to bless those that will agree to be in prayer for, continue to make them stronger, stronger. And I'm not forget to make mention, Father God, that they are getting stronger. As you to continue to bless the co-pastor of this broadcast, Pastor Dale, and the other evangelists, preachers, that we continue to be strong in the Lord, in your power, and in your might, Heavenly Father, so we can continue to carry out this great work that you have laid upon us. These and all blessings we ask in Christ's name. For his sake, we do pray. Everybody agree with this prayer, say amen. Amen. Well, we're so happy to have all of you all back. I'm still chewing on that testimony from Evangelist Renee. I ask these listeners, I'm going to ask Pastor Chip, go on and get the website out. But I want the listeners go back and listen to her testimony. And there was another day she testified to, but especially on yesterday. And Pastor, you be so kind, give the website for us, please, before we get started.
Good afternoon. Yes, good afternoon. That was an awesome testimony that she gave. Amen. Praise God.
Yes.
Okay, the website is www.blogtalkradio.com. Blog at... Oh, hold up. That's out in here. Let me start over, please. Blog at noon. I want to say it's the backslash in there. But when I pull it up, it just comes up. But so www.blogtalkradio.com/blog at noon. And if you like that, I'll give that the end also.
Okay, that'd be fine. Thank you all so much. But I'd like for you to go and hear that testimony. It was awesome. It was powerful. Hallelujah. Well, there are several scriptures. I know yesterday, and I'm not going to apologize for yesterday. The Spirit just on me to start like that, man. I just had to start. I know some people got blessings. I thank Pastor for always making sure I stay on the straight and narrow. She'll say things like, yeah, Pastor, we need to hear that, or it's okay. And the Lord hit my spirit or something to let me know that I was on track. So I just thank God for her as well. Okay. We're going to start with Romans 8. And we're going to do the 38th verse and the 39th, I think. But before we do that, I'm going to go to verses 26. It reads like this. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmity. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered.
Amen, amen. Thank you. And from the Message Bible, meanwhile, the moment we get tired in the waiting, God's Spirit is right alongside helping us along. If we don't know how or what to pray, it doesn't matter. He does our praying in and for us, making prayer out of our wordless sighs, our aching groans. Amen.
And I just want to be clear on this one. That, listen, brothers and sisters, God loved us just that much that he allowed the Holy Spirit to help us. That's his job. He's a helper. And he's going to help our infirmity. Even when we don't know what to say, when we don't know what to pray for.
Amen.
God, I mean, even when we're weak, when we're hopeless.
Mm-hmm.
God allowed the Holy Spirit to jump in and start interceding for us to the Father.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
And that is so beautiful to know that God has that kind of love for us that we can just shut up and watch the Holy Spirit intercede for us. And what we should pray for as we ought to, but the Spirit itself. Go ahead on and do it before. And he made intercession for us, which with groanings which cannot be uttered. So listen, brothers and sisters, it means just what it says. The Holy Spirit is the one that's going to make the groaning, not you. And it's going to make it before the Father.
Mm-hmm.
I just wish people just keep the Word of God plain and simple. Don't try to make it more than what it is. Now, you're going to start groaning, and you're going to say, that's the Holy Spirit. That would be a lie.
Mm-hmm. All right, say that.
But he tell you the Holy Spirit is going to do it for you. Why are you trying to do it? If I said to Evangelist Renee, Pastor is going to bring it in for me, like that song was sung yesterday. If I said to Pastor Evangelist Renee is going to sing this song, whatever it was, I think she was, you can't make me doubt it. Now, if she finna sing this song for me, why am I going to sing it if I've asked her to sing for me? She's going to sing it.
That's right.
And what I look like singing it, and she's singing it for me.
Mm-hmm.
Got to be, it's plain. It's simple. Don't make it more than what it is, brothers and sisters. I had to do some groaning. No, you don't do no groaning. The Holy Spirit does the groaning, which you cannot be, it can't be uttered by you. How about that? It can't come out of your mouth if the Holy Spirit at the Father is doing it for you. Plain and
all
simple.
Right now. Mm-hmm.
I mean, don't fear this. You're going to have to answer to God. You don't have to fear to me to be holy. Make sure you
mm-hmm.
stood to God. Why? Because the Bible says he searches the heart, the spirit of a man. That's what
Thank
he does.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
So, what is the mind of the spirit? Because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So the Holy Spirit don't have no problem with doing the will of God. And neither should we have it.
Say that.
Go to verse 28 and 29. And then we're going to go to verses 38 and 39. But first let's do 28 and 29. And we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God, to them who are the call according to his purpose, for whom he did foreknew, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers.
Mm-hmm. Amen. In the Message Bible, that's why we can be so sure that every detail in our lives of God's love for us is worked into something good. God knew what he was doing from the beginning, decided from the outset to shape the lives of those who love him along the same lines as his life of his son. The son stands first in the line of humanity he restored. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. This is brother and sister, God working it together. That's why the Holy Spirit is up there making intercession, interceding for us. God is going to work it together.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
He know our hurts. He know our disappointment. He identifying with all things.
Mm-hmm.
Our responsibility is to be obedient to the word of God. And in whatever your situation is, that we're supposed to be doing. So in verse 38 and 39, he says, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature to be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. From the Message Bible, none of this faith us because Jesus loves us. I'm absolutely convinced that nothing living or dead, angelic or demonic, today or tomorrow, high or low, thinkable or unthinkable, absolutely nothing can get between us and God's love because of the way that Jesus, our Master, has embraced us. Amen. Amen.
Yeah. He's pretty persuaded.
Yeah.
It ain't happening. I'm
saying
it's connected.
Yeah.
I won't
yeah.
get connected.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a sad thing to be disconnected from anything. Or when your TV get disconnected, when your lights get disconnected. I know y'all ain't probably had to deal with none of this, but that's a weird experience, man. You go
yeah.
to turn the lights and your lights don't come on and they done disconnected you from the pole.
All right, say that.
Yeah, that's what he's talking about, separated. See? See, him made a decision. There ain't nothing going to separate him from the love that is in Christ. You don't want to be disconnected. See, that's
yeah.
what separation is. It's like a disconnection.
Mm-hmm.
It's set apart.
Yeah.
Nothing. Yeah. You know, when you get a legal separation, that means you're on your own now, legally.
Yeah.
You're separated. So that means the benefits you once had, you don't have no, because you separated, say, in a marriage, for instance, or say, in a corporation, for instance. You as president, but they separated you from the company. You ain't president no more because you've been separated.
Amen.
Pastor,
amen.
Let's separate me from the love of God. Hey, I'm not going to get disconnected.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get extracted, divided,
right.
if you will. Nah, that ain't going to happen. That's the kind of love. Well, where did you get that kind of love, Paul? Well, where did you get that? But before we go there, if I read this correctly, and from understanding this, he said it was over there in Christ Jesus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Paul said,
yeah.
Chapter, nothing be able to separate us, and I'm glad he said us, because it put me.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, I can declare this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll show you why in a moment. But nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's where this love is at, is in Christ. Don't try to perform this if you're not in Christ, because the love that we're talking about is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
How
I know that. Remember Ephesians 3:17-20, I think we did 21, but we're going to go back there and revisit that scripture. In Ephesians 3:17-21, it reads like this, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. See, that Christ is in our spirit. That's why Paul was able to say that. Christ is in his spirit, that you being rooted and grounded in love. Well, I wish I had time to talk about what it is to be rooted and grounded. Not just grounded, not just rooted, but rooted and grounded in love. Maybe able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, the depth, the length, the depth, and the width, and the height. And to know the love of Christ, which passes all knowledge, that ye might be filled with the fullness of God, knowing now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Amen. Unto him glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. From the Message Bible. Christ will live in you as you open the door and invite him in. And I ask him that with both feet planted firmly on love, you'll be able to take in with all followers of Jesus the extravagant dimensions of Christ's love. Reach out and experience the breadth. Test its length. Plumb the depth. Rise to the height. Live full lives, full in the fullness of God. God can do anything, you know, far more than we could ever imagine or guess or request in your dreams. He does it by pushing us around, but working in us. Let me read that again. He does it not by pushing us around, but by working within us, his spirit deeply and gently within us. Glory to God in the church. Glory to God in the Messiah, in Jesus. Glory down all the generations. Glory through all millennia. Oh, yes. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for reading that again. But that made me think about, this is a gift from God. It's to his family. This love he gave to his family. And caused it to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
That Christ will live in us, dwell in us, occupy us, take full control of us. That when situations come up, since Christ is living down there, make him Lord. Allow him to be over the situation.
I wish
I had no way of explaining this. God's love is total. And what you mean by that? Whatever you need is in love. Love holds the most, has the multitude of faults.
Yes.
Love is cheap. Love works. Let me tell you what. Faith has to work by love. It's the love of God that's in us that calls us to do the things we do. It's the love thing in us. I like to think of it as the love pill. Believe it or not, we're love babies, people.
Yes.
Paul says we are to have our own experience in such a way that nothing can separate us. There's no height, there's no depth, there's no nothing can separate us. There's no width, there's no length, there's nothing, he's saying. So, sister, that ain't something to celebrate. Then he goes on to say, life ain't going to separate us from this love. Death
all right.
From this love.
Amen.
And I like what Colossians Colossians 2:9-10 say? We'll use that as a supporting scripture before we close. But in Romans, we did do Romans 8:38-39, right?
Yes, Pastor.
These things run together, so, man, I tell you, it's blessing me. It's blessing me.
Mm-hmm.
But in Colossians 2:9-10, because I just want everyone to know, you're united with Christ. There's a union there. Well, what you mean, preacher? Whatever's in Christ is in you.
Say that.
Stop
mm-hmm.
being talked out of it.
Yeah.
Stop allowing the enemy to tell you it's not in you. Stop letting folks tell you, oh, you ain't Christ. Yes, you are.
Mm.
Christ in you is the hope of glory.
Hallelujah.
You have the mind of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You've been rooted in Christ. You've been grounded in Christ.
Mm-hmm. Thank you,
Lord.
Now
you need to be fully persuaded. That's the part right there. Get to be persuaded. What's going to persuade you? What's going on? Let that persuade you.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't none of these things going to separate you from the love of God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm.
In Colossians 2:9-10, Pastor, you be so kind to read that for us. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Okay, amen. Thank you, Lord. Colossians 2:9-10 from the King James. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Amen, amen. If you don't mind, Pastor, I'd like to read that one more time. Praise God. For in him dwelleth all the fullness, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Amen, amen. Praise God.
Listen, brothers and sisters, when you are complete, you don't need nothing else.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You done whip that dressing together and, hey, you done put the sage, you done put whatever else you put in it. I don't know, salt, black pepper, chicken, turkey,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, all kinds of seasoning. But when you get through and you say it's complete, that simply means don't need anything else.
Amen.
When a car roll off the assembly line and they do a checklist, tire check,
mm-hmm.
radio check. They do, and then this man has to seal it. And when he seal it, that means it's complete. Don't need anything else.
That's right.
He's concerned. This is mm-hmm. when it's complete, you don't need anything else. When you've completed whatever terms you agreed on, it's complete. Everything
mm-hmm.
you need is in Christ. Just get in Christ.
Yeah.
Everything you need is complete in him, but it's in him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amen.
How did God do that? In Christ.
Yeah.
And that means Christ is in charge of you because you allow him to be in there.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah. So, hey, whatever going on, you know you're a winner.
Mm-hmm.
How
Hallelujah.
You know that? Because remember, it was Christ who's for all the principalities and powers, and he made an open show of them openly. So he took care of that.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible said we're part of Christ because we were baptized with him.
Yeah.
And I like one right said, you didn't know you was that much with Christ, you died with him. You was baptized with him. And you're like, when you rose, you rose. You didn't know that? You don't know this stuff.
Have mercy.
You have to do it through faith. Christ died in faith, so therefore he was resurrected in faith. Yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah.
And this is where we ask y'all, someone like to have something to say before before we close it out. Ask Pastor that out one more time. Why anyone like to have anything to say? That's gonna get the website out one more time.
Amen. Our website is www.blogtalkradio.com/blog@noon. Amen. And Pastor, I like to read that from the Message Bible, especially verse 10 from the Message Bible. Colossians 3 and verse 10, it says, when you come to him, that fullness comes together for you too. His power extends over everything. Amen. So that just confirmed just what you were saying about that principality and that power, all that, you know. Jesus, you know, he fulfilled all that, and we're with him now. I like over there in the third chapter, Colossians, I'm reading from the Message Bible. It says, now you're dressed in a new wardrobe. Every item of your new way of life is custom made by the Creator. Isn't that awesome? That's just beautiful. Amen.
Thank you so much, Pastor, for bringing that out. Anyone else? That's beautiful.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you to do this too many times, but I'm going to tell you today. You know, the church folks, when they get something new, they put it on and they can't wait to show it out. Well, since Christ gave you this new love, put it on and go show out.
Amen. I like that. Amen.
Yeah. You know, when they get a evangelist and they were talking about how they get cars and they want to show everybody a new car and all that good stuff. This is what got this new love in you. You've been taught well. Go show it out. Go show somebody that love that's in you. It's brand new. Let me see.
Yes, it is. That's right. It is.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Well, we thank you all so much, and we look forward to seeing you all on Sunday for the review. Hallelujah.
Amen.